My sermon title this morning is on discipleship, and Jesus talks about that in that scripture. But first, I want to give you a little story about some comment cards that were given to the staff of a local wilderness area, and you'll see how these can relate to discipleship as we go along. Some of these cards are rather amusing. They're from people who had been in this wilderness area and then commented on things that they saw that may need to be improved on in the wilderness area. First card said, "Trails need to be reconstructed. Please avoid building trails that go uphill." Another said, "Too many bugs and spiders and spider webs. Please spray the wilderness to rid the area of these pests." Another card said, "Please pave the trails. Chairlifts needed to be in some places so that we can get a wonderful view without having to hike to them." Another card said, "The coyotes make too much noise late at night and keep me awake. Please eradicate these annoying animals." Another card said, "Escalators would help on steep uphill sections." And the last card, which was probably top them all, said, "A McDonald's would be nice at the end of the trailhead." Well, these comments and complaints indicate that the people who made them did not really and do not really understand what it means to be in a wilderness area, to stay in a wilderness. They were looking for what was convenient, looking for what was comfortable, and not truly what a wilderness experience is all about. And I think in a similar way, many people today do not understand what it means to be a genuine Christian. There are multitudes that often follow Jesus or claim to be a Christian, but they do so on their terms and not on His. They don't truly understand or comprehend the biblical definition of discipleship. Because of this ignorance, there are many who consider themselves to be followers of Jesus who are not, even though they may look in many ways to be followers. They go to church. They have a profession of faith. They read their Bibles. They pray. They even give to the offering. But they're not the real deal. Or at least they're not living and thinking like the real deal. And we see Jesus confronting that problem today in our text. He makes it very, very clear what it means to be a Christian. A disciple is a true follower of Jesus Christ. In other words, what we would call a Christian. If you're a Christian, then you are a disciple. The term disciple occurs 269 times in the New Testament, while the term Christian occurs only 3 times. And if we look at the book of Acts, we're told that the disciples were first called Christians at Antioch. So this scripture makes it clear that these two terms are interchangeable, disciple and Christian. For instance, Jesus' words in our scripture reading this morning in verse 27, Jesus says, "Anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." We could also say it this way: anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be a Christian. And phrasing it that way, I think somehow gets our attention a little more and clarifies the seriousness of the issue or subject Jesus is teaching about. In our scripture this morning, Luke notes specifically that large crowds were following Jesus and that Jesus specifically turned to those large crowds, turned to them and elaborated on being a disciple. These were people who were traveling with Jesus. So they are positive in their attitude toward Jesus. And I'm sure many of them mistook this positive attitude and interest in Jesus for true discipleship. And I think many people do that today. They consider themselves to be followers of Jesus, but in reality, they were only casual followers and not committed. I think these people in the scripture were like many people today who do Christian things, like go to church, pray, sing Christian songs, but aren't really committed to Jesus. In a sense, they were along for the ride and were unwilling to give up everything in their lives that conflicted with following Jesus in a committed way. They were like many today who look to Jesus to solve their problems, their money problems, their relationship problems, their health problems, but quickly grow disillusioned and unwilling to obey Jesus completely when following Jesus doesn't solve these problems. Or following Jesus requires a real sacrifice in their lives. These large crowds were casual followers and not committed. And I ask you this morning, which one are you? To be a disciple of Jesus Christ, you must be committed to Him above everything else in your life. Jesus must come before your loved ones, before your self-interest, before your possessions, your careers, your hobbies, your goals in life, and even your very life itself. Jesus must be first in our priorities and in our loyalties. And I ask you, is this true in your life? For instance, if following Jesus obediently resulted in a problem or interfered with your closest relationship, with your wife, with your husband, with your children, would you still follow Him? And this isn't a hypothetical situation. Jesus wants us to know up front what it means to be a disciple. He must come first, even before the closest relationships in your life. To be a disciple of Jesus, you must be committed to Him above everything else. You know, Jesus doesn't want huge crowds. He wants commitment. And the condition of much of the church today indicates that we have many who are just part of the crowd and not true disciples. There are many who have not listened to Jesus and who have not considered the cost. And in verse 33 this morning, Jesus once again makes it clear what the cost of following Him is all about. He says the disciple must be willing to give up everything. Everything is a fairly inclusive word. Everything means everything. It means your cushy job, your favorite hobby, your most prized possession, your free time, your money, your goals, and your dreams. And I can go on and on. There's much more. And we may not literally give up everything, but what Jesus is referring to is an attitude of the heart that we set our priorities straight, that we don't put these things over obeying Jesus and over our lives. What Jesus is saying is that we must be willing to renounce or forsake anything when it interferes with following Him faithfully and completely. To be a disciple of Jesus, you must be committed to Him above everything else. Jesus concludes, if we read on in our Scripture, by saying, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And what he's saying here is he's reminding us of our responsibility to listen and to respond to this difficult message. You know, this message, this teaching, isn't difficult to understand. We all understand it. But it is difficult to accept. I want to tell you a little story, or read you a little message that was in Leadership Magazine. It showed a church billboard, and it was kind of a cartoon type thing. And the title of it was "The Light Church," not the L-I-G-H-T Church, but the L-I-T-E Church, the Light Church. And on the billboard, it said this: 24% fewer commitments, home of the 7.5% tithe, 15-minute sermons, 45-minute worship services. We have only 8 commandments, and you choose which ones you want to obey. We use just 3 spiritual laws and have an 800-year millennium. Everything you wanted in a church and less. It's a cartoon. But I think it does present what people are looking for in a church. But to follow Jesus, we must be totally committed. And what I want this morning is for you to understand what a Christian is as Jesus defines it. And the question we need to ask ourselves is not, am I able to follow Jesus completely? But the question we should ask rather than that is, am I willing to follow Jesus completely? We're all able. We're all human. And sometimes we fail in our commitment. But the thing that Jesus confronts us with here is not our ability, but our willingness to follow Him with our whole heart. For those of you who are here that may not be Christian, you need to understand what Jesus means, what He really means, before you make the commitment. And for the majority of you that are here today, that are already Christians, let this scripture and this sermon be a lesson to remind us of what being a Christian and a true disciple truly entails. To be a disciple of Jesus, you must be committed to Him above everything else. Amen.